Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Call 473-104.5.
Hello?
Hello?
For God's sake, who are you?
You're going to get it now.
Hello? Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello?
So you think you can help me?
Yeah. We can help.
Dirty Work Wednesdays on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay, well, I need to know if somebody's been texting my husband, Chris.
Oh, okay. And by somebody, I assume you mean another woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, gotcha. And is there somebody specific that you think might be doing this, or are you not sure, so it could be anybody?
No, I'm not sure who it is at all. All I know is that there's something kind of going on right now.
Okay, why do you think this? Like, have you caught him texting somebody?
Well, okay, here's what happened. Every week, Chris goes to his friend Kyle's house to play poker. And Kyle's been hosting this weekly poker game for a couple of months because they can't, like, go out to the bars and get drinks and do all this stuff. So a bunch of them meet over at Kyle's house and play poker instead.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and then this past weekend was my birthday, and we had a small cookout, like nothing that big. It was just like a few friends over to eat in the backyard sort of thing. And Kyle came over with his wife, and I haven't seen him in a while, and I kind of gave him a hug and like thanked them for coming over. And then Kyle like came up to me, and he was like, "You don't have to thank me. I should be thanking you." And I was like, "Okay, what do you mean? Like, why is that?" And he goes, "Because all the texting you and your husband do during the poker game is making Chris such a lousy poker player. They keep all these pictures, they're like swimsuit pictures, they keep distracting him." And I kind of was taken aback. I just like asked him, like, "What swimsuit pictures?" And he goes, "Oh, I don't know, whatever you guys are texting the other night about the swimsuits." He just wouldn't put his phone down the entire time.
So, okay, so Chris is that guy at the poker table, the whole "hang on a second, I gotta check in" guy.
No, okay, so that's the thing. I've never texted him in poker night. Not even once. I don't think I've ever texted him while he's been there.
So, okay, so the question is, if somebody is texting your husband and it's not you, then who is it?
Exactly. So that's kind of, you see my problem now.
Yeah.
I'd be even more concerned over the fact of, like, who is it? Like, it sounds like they're sending him swimsuit pictures.
Have you talked with Chris about this?
No, I mean, this, like, just happened, and he didn't hear Kyle talking to me. He wasn't, like, with us. He was over by the grill cooking when they showed up, so he just didn't hear it go on.
So we have a bit of an advantage here, then. Do you happen to have this Kyle guy's phone number?
Yeah, of course I do.
Do you care if we, like, bring him in on this? Like, not to bust his friend or anything. We're just going to say something like, "Hey, we heard your buddy Chris is the guy who texts too much during the poker game," and see what he says.
I mean, yeah, I don't really care about that so much. I just want to find out what's going on. I want to find out the truth.
Okay, then do me a favor. Sit tight for a second, and then while we get some phone numbers, I'll have Shaggy get them from you. We're going to make a few phone calls when we come back. We thought of a pretty sneaky plan. What we thought we would do is we would call this Kyle guy first. Now, Kyle is the guy who hosts the poker night. So all we're going to do is be like, "Hey, Kyle, we heard that your friend Chris is committing a major party foul by staying on the phone during your poker games. Is that true? And if he says, oh, yeah, it's true, then we're going to say, hey, let's call him up and give him the business, you know? So when we call him up, we're going to tell, you know, Chris, hey, Kyle's with us. He says you're on your phone all night, yada, yada, yada. And if he says, oh, well, you know, what can I say? My wife calls me or something. We'll say, no, not really, because your wife's on the line, too.
Busted.
And there we have it. That's, boom. That is the plan on paper.
So,
we'll see. will it actually work? We'll find out now. And this top number is the Kyle kid, right?
Yes.
Okay. Good morning. Can I speak to Kyle, please?
This is Kyle.
Hey, Kyle. This is the Z Morning Zoo radio show. Nick, Ashley, and Shaggy on Z104. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
We're good. So the reason we called you this morning is because we were doing a topic on our show about people who commit party fouls. And a friend of yours, Stephanie, called us this morning. In fact, she's on with us right now. Go ahead and say hi, Steph.
Hey, Kyle.
So she called us because she said, my husband, Chris, is the guy at the poker table who is texting all the time. Just ask his buddy, Kyle. He'll tell you. So is that true? Does Chris text during the poker game?
Oh, my God, dude. It's nonstop. I'm like, bro, this is supposed to be time away from the live.
And I am imagining that this swimsuit photo thing did not help either.
I mean, I told Seth, you know, keep him coming. If he's not distracted and you're not paying attention, it just makes it easier to beat a poker.
Gotcha. Well, listen, I've heard enough. I say we give Chris a call and we give him the business this morning. What do you think?
Sure, let's do it.
Okay, hang on a second. Yeah, this line right here. Good morning. I'm calling to speak with Chris, please.
This is Chris.
Hey, Chris. This is the Z Morning Zoo radio show. Nick, Ashley, and Shaggy on Z104. How are you today?
Hi. I'm doing good. How are you guys?
We're good. So listen, the reason we're calling you is because we have your friend Kyle on with us this morning, and he said you are committing a major party foul. He said during his poker night, you're the guy on the phone the whole time. Is that true, Kyle?
Yep, it sure is.
Okay. Aha. So Kyle says it is true. Do you admit to this party foul, Christopher?
I guess you guys got me. It's weird because I do get a little bit chatty with my wife while I'm at poker sometimes. So
that's what we heard. And is it true she sends you swimsuit photos to distract you?
I mean, I don't think they're to distract me or anything. I mean, maybe they're to remind me to come home as soon as I can.
Okay, what is your wife's name?
It's Stephanie.
That's it, Stephanie, right. So here's the funny part. We actually have her on with us as well. Hey, Stephanie.
Hi.
So, Stephanie, tell Chris and Kyle what you just told us a few minutes ago.
Well, I've never texted my husband while he's at poker. Not even once.
Huh. That's interesting. So if it's not your wife texting you and sending you swimsuit pictures, I wonder who that is then.
I think I'm just going to step right out of this. Call me later, bro.
Oh, wow. Smart move on Kyle's part there. So, Chris, did you want to talk to Stephanie at all?
Are we on the radio right now?
Yes, you are.
Okay, I don't want to be on the radio.
Okay, but you do want to talk to Stephanie?
Not on the radio.
Okay. I can put the two of you on a private line right now if you want, Steph. That would not be on the air.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.